Environmental and development activist Dr. Andrew Simmons said literacy is more than just the ability to read and write. He said literacy in itself has a lot to do with the sustenance of lives and livelihood.
Making sense of the world. And in terms of when we're talking about making sense of the world, we're talking about, well, whole issue of critical thinking, but also being able to analyze, being able to look at situations and then coming up with your own, you know, using your creativity and come up with new ideas, new sense, you know, more and less a whole sense of purpose for your own existence. But I would also add sustainable livelihoods. Literacy in itself is nothing if it doesn't lead to employment and decent employment. For me, those are the two most important part when we talk about literacy. It's beyond reading, writing.
Dr. Simmons also provided information on the early origins of literacy in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, noting that close to 50% of the population was between illiterate or functional literate.
What was there in St. Vincent was an old report which was done in the 1970s, and which states that illiteracy, over half the population, 45 to 50% of the population of St. Vincent were between illiterate and are functional illiterate. And let me just, we said that literacy is the ability to read, write, speak, listen, and make sense of the world in terms of analyzing and so on. But when someone is functionally literate, it means that that person can read to the basic level, can write to the basic level, but that person lack the skills that will be able to manage daily living, carrying out employment tasks that requires reading beyond you call the basic skills. So that was the situation in St. Vincent's.
Environmental and development activist Dr. Andrew Simmons. Meanwhile, Senior Education Officer Mavis Findlay Joseph spoke of some of the modern approaches to literacy. She said schools are being encouraged to foster more partnership with parents as literacy begins within the home.
Now at the Ministry of Education, we are looking at a range of different areas. For example, we know that the home is quite important in terms of emergent literacy. So one of the things that we're trying to ingrain in the education system is the need for partnership with parents. So more and more, the Ministry of Education, we are encouraging schools to inject in their school development plan programs that would cater for parents. Because you asked the question about where literacy started, and developmentally, emergent literacy begins in the home. And if more parents are aware of their role and how they could help their students or children, you know, this is where we'll get a good start in literacy.
Senior Education Officer Mavis Findlay Joseph. I'm Radhika Stephen with today's special report.